The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser.
So many of the radical Islamic clerics do blame the West for what's happening in Burma, for their inaction, for their appeasement and so-called lip service. So to say that somehow Burma is different because of the history, etc., maybe there's a lack of colonial era there, but at the end of the day, culturally, the Burmese Muslims, the Rohingya, do not have an internal indoctrination in a militant form of Islam. For the most part, there are certainly factions now that are becoming radicalized, especially since these atrocities have now gone on for decades. But Aung San Suu Kyi, who at the time I now feel naive, I took pictures with her. I thought, wow, this is the hero of democratization, the woman who stood against the junta, the military dictatorship of 60-some years of the single party that ran Burma, now Myanmar. Noah Rothman in the Commentary magazine has a fantastic piece in which he ends by saying, Aung San Suu Kyi is a crushing disappointment. And he said maybe the pressures and political realities of running a democratizing state alongside a tenacious junta have been underappreciated, both by Suu Kyi and her detractors. Perhaps. Perhaps the facts on the ground tie her hands, and she must meekly defend the actions of her military as it commits atrocities against oppressed minorities. Perhaps. But either way, she's a crushing disappointment. And he reminds us of the Congressional Gold Medal that President Bush in 2008 gave her as a fitting tribute to a courageous woman who speaks for freedom for all the people of Burma. President Bush said all the people of Burma, and who speak in such a way that she's a powerful voice in contrast to the junta that currently rules the country. 2011, Secretary Clinton traveled to Burma where she appeared beside Suu Kyi. She loved to use the Burmese as an example of a resolving democracy towards liberalism, which when I was there, as much as they said, yes, there was some growth and simply having her placed into power was a demonstration of a significant, almost tectonic shift that was happening. Absolutely. But the facts on the ground were not democratization. The facts on the ground were the military junta was still in control. In her hard choices, she wrote, while the Arab... This is for Secretary Clinton. While the Arab Spring was losing its luster in the Middle East, Burma was giving the world new hope that it is indeed possible to transition peacefully from dictatorship to democracy. Ha! Huh. Hardly. And Aung San Suu Kyi rode the coattails of her decades. She got a Nobel Peace Prize in 1991. So for almost 30 years, we've been hearing the unending stories of how much a leader and fantastic she is, and Bishop Desmond Tutu came out very critical recently saying that she has failed the world. And he is somebody who can speak about what can happen after having served time under dictatorship to come out from that and then live up to your principles.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. Breaching the fault lines of today. The Blaze Radio Network.